the Blind Swedes podcast. All talk, no content.
Hi.
Hello and welcome to the Blonde Swedes podcast number 11, Liam's Lament. In this special episode, we focus on current events in the gaming industry and debate the well-worn question, exactly how much does Sony suck? Stand by for enlightenment as we bring you
the Blonde Swedes podcast.
Okay, well the deal is this. Okay. I'm a game player, right? And
I've noticed that about you.
Yes. And I've been on the PlayStation platform since it was released. Mm-hmm. I was there, I got it, I was excited about it, I've been excited about it. So I'm extremely excited about the PlayStation 3, which was supposed to be released in April of this year.
You'd certainly like to be excited
about
it.
I would love to be excited about it. And it was supposed to be released in April this year. And as we got closer and closer to April, Sony said, yeah, it still will be. And we're like, but we're 2 weeks away. There's no marketing. Are you sure? Yeah. And then E3 hit and they said, we're not actually. We're going to be releasing the Japanese version in the summer and the American version by the end of this year for Christmas.
We promise.
And we're all like, okay, I guess I can wait. That's no problem. Well, meanwhile, the game developers who are developing the games have yet to get a development platform so that they can actually do the games. So most of them are saying, when it's released at Christmas, I don't know what it's going to be released with because we're not going to be done because we haven't even gotten the thing.
But they're putting PS2 hardware inside of it, so it'll play all your existing games.
It will play all the existing games, but very few new games. So Sony released this sucker, and it's announced at E3, and everyone's all excited about it, and they're all waiting for the price. And then Sony drops the price. It's $600. $600. And just felt like a wet fish.
Well, it's in the context of that particular E3, where the Nintendo, which was obviously going to be the cost leader,
that's right,
was just getting all the attention.
Yeah,
and they had all the buzz.
That's right. Yeah,
I mean, Sony's timing could not have been worse.
It could not possibly have been worse. So yeah, and it's been met. I've read a lot of blogs from industry people and from gaming presidents, and nobody is happy with Sony, and Sony is just defensive about this price thing.
Right.
And the only thing they'll say is like, well, you get a Blu-ray player out of it. Mm-hmm. When those things go on sale, they're going to be like expensive. You get one with this, and I guess for all of us who are playing these games, like, well, I don't want one. I just want to play my game. Can I just play?
No, you can't. Sony wants your living room.
Right, exactly. I don't care, you know?
Right.
I don't have a TV that can right now that can even see that, and who knows if that's going to be the format anyways, you know?
And that is the problem with, Blu-ray and HDMI. They're both attempts to get a market.
Right.
There are no way, shape, or form a guaranteed win.
No.
I mean, we could be looking at the Betamax.
That's exactly where we are again.
Right.
And so Sony could do this thing, and then no one ever does Blu-ray, and Sony, the makers of the Betamax,
right,
have another Betamax on their hands. And like, well, that's great. I can't buy any discs to play in it.
And even if I did, I don't have a TV that could play
that's
the
right.
signal.
So what am I going to do?
I think it's just the timing was very, very bad.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're making something different than a game console. They're making a home entertainment appliance.
Right.
And a next generation one, a very, very, very bleeding edge device. And I'll bet when they ship in November, the software will still not be ready.
Yeah, I don't think it will be either.
And it'll get upgraded a lot.
you know, and it might be 2 years from now before that thing really fulfills its potential. Do they have that long?
Right. Do they? And meanwhile, Microsoft has been making hints that this Christmas they're going to drop the price of the Xbox 360.
Right, and their online experience is apparently second to none.
That's right. So here they go with like, oh, PlayStation's coming out with $600. Let's drop this down so that anyone now, looking to get a new system would be like, oh.
I was talking to my friend Patrick about this whole thing, and we were reminiscing about how just...
This Patrick of Shanty No Lemon?
Yes, the Token Straight guy from Shanty No Lemon.
Very good.
We're talking about games, and we're talking about consoles, and we're talking about a ludicrous statement that Microsoft made 2 years ago. I think it was Steve Alchin said, we're going to beat Sony on the next generation console. We're going to beat them to market by a year. And we laughed and laughed and laughed, and we said... That is ridiculous. The Xbox just came out. The PlayStation 2's already been out for 2 years.
Right.
There's no way Sony's going to let them beat them to market on the next generation by a year.
Right.
November will be a year.
Yeah, that's true. And it just irritates, because it's like Sony, it's just arrogance. It's like you have us. All you have to do... is just give us something, and we'll keep trying.
I think that's part of the perception problem, the perception of arrogance. What it is they built something different than everybody's excited about right now.
Yeah.
Right now, everybody's excited about the Wii reinvigorating basic gameplay.
Right.
That's the thing that's exciting right now. What Sony has to show us is something that will be exciting 4 years from now.
Yeah.
And...
They
don't have that much time. Look how long the PlayStation 2 lasted.
Yeah.
And they're still making games that are still pretty cutting edge.
Right.
That was because they risked a lot on the hardware and spent a lot of money making something that was a big step forward.
Right.
The PlayStation 3 is just as big a leap. It'll take just as long for things to get good. The difference is they have competition this time.
Yes, exactly.
And they did it. When the PS2 came out, Sony owned gaming.
Yeah, that's right.
And Nintendo Sega was dying.
Yeah.
And the Microsoft wasn't in it yet. So Sony in the Zima marketing universe is doing exactly what they should be doing, making the next big leap forward.
Right.
And just right now, it seems really ludicrous compared to what's coming down the pike from everybody else.
Right.
But look at, I giggled at Nintendo's idea of making a cheap game console. I said, well, we already have cheap game consoles. People buy for features and for advanced graphics and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But then the Xbox 360 has really kind of not generated that much excitement.
Yeah.
And the Wii is generating a lot more excitement.
A lot more excitement, yeah.
So, and now I'm on board. Now I'm excited about the Wii. Because I'm not a gamer, but it's because they're too hard.
Yeah.
And the Wii is going to reintroduce a type of gaming which I have a fighting chance of at least participating in enough to enjoy.
Well, and it's so interesting because that is always what Nintendo has done. And, you know, it's funny because I don't really get that much into Nintendo games, but they really have a way of creating a game experience that a lot of people can enjoy, not just the gamers. And I'm just happy to see them back in the market. I mean,
right.
That's very exciting, you know, because I think they deserve to be there. They have a lot of stuff to offer. But I guess with the PlayStation, with the PlayStation 3, it's like the other thing about the market is, you know, the gamers, the people that want to play these things, do a lot of them have $600 to give? They probably won't. Be spending $600.
Well, the people who are that serious about gaming spend $3,000 on PC.
Yeah. But I guess for my thing is like, I mean, wouldn't it have made sense? And I don't know the how you do this technologically. Couldn't you have sold us a system that plays games with add-ons if you want to, you know, play movies on your, you know, machine? Couldn't you? Here's a game system, and then you can buy this add-on to make it more, and you can buy this add-on to make, you know what I mean?
Yes, but then you're in the 80s home computer market where people were buying these computers and then they'd buy software and they couldn't run it because it required these other things.
Yeah.
And it kind of made the whole industry die. And and even the difference between the $500 and the $600 model, there's nothing that will make it so that games have some kind of low, super low common denominator they have to shoot for in development. Again, I think bundling all together makes sense. The unfortunate thing is that's so cutting edge with not only is it a brand new processor technology, it's a brand new DVD technology. And the two things together just made it astronomically expensive.
Right. And the facts, the game facts too, are...
If this stuff about the dev kits is true, they are doomed.
Yeah, I did a little research on this. You look at the games that are probably going to be released with it.
Yeah.
Almost all of them, probably 85% of those games also have an Xbox 360 version.
Right.
So here comes Sony at $600. Here are all the games you can get with it. If you have a 360, you can get all those games anyways. And here's the lower price for the 360.
Right.
Like, wow, you know. And the only thing Sony will ever say is, well, this is a Blu-ray player. Which would be fine. If Blu-ray was the technology, I'd be like, okay, well, cool. I mean, I'll probably end up buying one of those eventually. Maybe I'll buy this, you know.
But we don't know that.
I don't know that. And right. I'll be the guy that has, like this thing. It plays games. Does it play movies? No.
It plays those old ones. Remember Blu-ray? Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be like, Grandpa has a Blu-ray player in the attic. You're kidding.
It's right next to his 8-track. And
right. And a laser disc player. Which I also had.
Right.
I had one of those expensive Laserdisc players that flipped itself.
I know. Your arch nemesis, Doug Reedy, currently owns that.
Yeah. And,
I'm serious. He owns yours.
He owns mine? Oh, yes. You had mine.
I sold it to Doug.
Now he has mine. Wow. Yeah.
He was using it just today. He called me on the phone because he was digitizing a computer animation DVD he just got off eBay. Or a Laserdisc he just got off eBay.
Wow.
Yeah. And he had some questions about the digital outport on the back of it.
Wow. Lives on.
Yep.
How interesting. Yeah. So,
and I bought it from you because mine had broke.
Right.
But then I fixed mine.
Right.
I got
remember
mine
this
fixed.
Now.
And mine flips over too.
Are the big things. When they came out and they flipped themselves over, it was like, oh my God, your Laserdisc flips itself over.
You know what I love about it? I love how mechanical it sounds. It's like, ka-chunk.
Right.
And then it spins up.
You know another sound I used to like too?
Mm.
The Nakamichi tape deck.
Oh, yeah.
It would flip itself.
Yes. That has a very distinct sound.
Yeah. I loved those things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my PlayStation 3 rant.
Okay.
I don't know what I will do at the end of the year. I've just been a gamer my whole life. Will I actually give in, or will I go to the Xbox? Or I don't know. I don't know what to do. And it's like, I feel like with Sony, I'm just they just go away from my life a little at a time. And I'm like, please. Mm-hmm. I want to give you money. Can't you give me something for my money? No? Okay. Well, I'm going to go over here then. Are you sure you don't want it? Okay. Bye.
Yeah. It's It's going to be rough for them.
Yeah.
They've put all their... They're banking everything on this.
Yeah. Yeah. And they might win. I mean, maybe Blu-ray will be the way everyone goes. And
well, I think it's more likely to be Blu-ray than HD DVD, although it's very hard to bank against Microsoft and their and the HD DVD camp.
Exactly.
Sony, the other thing that's different about this versus Betamax, Sony owns a lot of the movie studios.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They will be releasing Blu-ray discs.
Right.
They will not be releasing HD DVD discs.
Right, right. That's a good point.
So they've got about 60% of the movie production cinched up. So, and the rest of, and most of the rest of them are planning to do Blu-ray. So, from a content perspective, they've got an edge. From a technology perspective, they've got an edge. The only thing they don't have an edge in is price. And as you know, that's the only thing that matters to anybody.
Right.
Any consumer. This one's $500. This one's $1,000. They both do sort of the same thing. Which one are you going to buy?
Yeah, right.
You know, it's not even a discussion. It's like they don't even want to talk anymore.
So we can have... We could have a situation where Microsoft leans on the PC manufacturers, so you can only get PCs with HD.
Right.
And but the content coming out of the movie studios is Blu-ray, so... Oh, man. Good times.
Yeah, 2 years from now, we'll be like, gosh, do you remember when you could play movies on your computer? Yeah, that was cool. I remember that.
Yeah, there'll be special devices you can get in, like, Crutchfield and... They will transfer HD to Blu-ray, you know, or vice versa with this device.
Right, right. You know, the media's formats we create and discard.
Yeah. So that's my ranting rant at the PS3.
Very good.
Congratulations, you've made it to the end of the Blonde Sweets podcast number 11. We'd like to apologize to our loyal listeners, assuming there are any, for the long break between podcasts. We have a bunch of new stuff planned for the next few episodes, so stay tuned, and thanks for waiting. Blonde Swedes Podcast is a production of Shorn Media in collaboration with Swedes and Things West Coast. Comments? Suggestions?
I want juice.
Send email to podcast@blondesweeds.com.